Despite evidence to the contrary, we all use our brains. But most of us have never learned how to think effectively. I'm not talking about IQ or other measures of intelligence, which matter in their own way, of course. I'm talking about thinking as a learned skill. We don't teach thinking in schools, and you can see the results of that nearly every day. If you use social media, or you make the mistake of paying attention to other people's opinions in any form, you're probably seeing a lot of absurd and unproductive reasoning that I call loser think. Loser think isn't about being dumb, and it isn't about being underinformed. Loser think is about unproductive ways of thinking. You can be smart and well-informed while at the same time being a flagrant loser thinker. That is not only possible, it's the normal situation. My observation, after several decades on this planet, is that clear thinking is somewhat rare. And there's a reason for that. No matter how smart you are, if you don't have experience across multiple domains, you're probably not equipped with the most productive ways of thinking. For example, a trained engineer learns a certain way of thinking about the world that overlaps but is different from how a lawyer, a philosopher, or an economist thinks. Having any one of those skill sets puts you way ahead in understanding the world and thinking about it productively. But unless you have sampled the thinking techniques across different fields, you are missing a lot. And again, to be super clear, I'm not talking about the facts one learns in those disciplines. I'm only talking about the techniques of thinking that students of those fields pick up during the process of learning. The good news is that you don't need to master the fields of engineering, science, economics, philosophy, law, or any other field in order to learn the basics of how to think the way experts in those areas think. For example, if you didn't know what the concept of sunk costs is all about, I could explain it in 30 seconds and you would fully understand it. Here it is. Sunk costs. Money you already spent shouldn't influence your decision about what to do next, but for psychological reasons, it often does. I wrote this book to get you acquainted with, or to remind you of, the most productive thinking techniques borrowed from multiple domains. Collectively, they will help you avoid unproductive loser think. Tiger Woods was born with a lucky arrangement of DNA that allowed him to dominate the game of golf for years. But his natural talents would have been wasted had he not learned the strategies and techniques of golf. This is true of any learned behavior. Natural talent can only get you so far. If you want to be good at the not-so-ordinary task of thinking productively, you need to learn some techniques and then practice them. Your so-called common sense can dupe you into believing you already know how to think effectively. I'll show you what you might be missing. Expect to hear in this book some ideas that you already know, plus some things you don't. Everyone is coming to this book from a different starting point. I know from experience that many of you will give this book as a gift to the unproductive thinkers in your lives, and I wanted to create a complete picture for them, if not for you, O wise book giver. I'm guessing that half of the people listening to this book already knew how to think about sunk costs the right way. The other half just caught up. Learning how to think productively does not come naturally to any of us, but it is easy to learn. You simply have to be exposed to the techniques, and you'll likely remember them for the rest of your life. The techniques are simple to understand and easy to master. This book will set your brain filters to recognize loser think wherever you encounter it, in others and in yourself. We humans give greater weight to things that have names, and giving loser think its name creates a shorthand way of mocking people who practice unproductive thinking. Mockery gets a bad rap, but I think we can agree it can be useful when intelligently applied. For example, mocking people for lying probably helps to reduce future lies and make the world a better place, whereas mocking people for things they can't change is just being a jerk.